one. Now, this is how I start my Bitcoin shows on YouTube. But I'm doing this show on Facebook. And my friends on Facebook are seeing this, right? Hello, everyone. This is Adam Meister, the Bitcoin Meister, the Disrupt Meister. Welcome to this very special Adam Meister talking on Facebook about Bitcoin and the 2020s that are about to start. Yeah, I'm playing around here a little bit. I'll probably upload this to YouTube later. And I guess I'm partially doing this so the people on Facebook know that I'm into Bitcoin. You probably should have known that before if you know me in real life. But do you really know me in real life, all you Facebook people? I mean, most of you do. You should. That's how I added people on Facebook. Anyway, you can go over to facebook.com/disruptmeister, and that takes you to the Bitcoin Meister Facebook page, which is where I post all my videos. So if you don't want to leave Facebook, I know some of you are addicted to Facebook. You can see all the Bitcoin Meister videos on Facebook. But you can just go to disruptmeister.com and go to YouTube and see all 1,500 of these Bitcoin Meister videos that I've done basically since, I mean, I did a few in 2013 and 2014, but basically since 2015. I got my first two Bitcoin in 2013, and I told people in Baltimore about it. And many of you just know me from the Baltimore thing, my real life. But this Bitcoin thing's become my real life, and I know people online now all over the world. And yeah, so do I really know them or not because I've never met them in person? Well, that's up to interpretation, right? I did want to say that tonight is the second night of Hanukkah. It is the December 23rd, 2019. And just, you can see I'm wearing my kippah because I just lit the candles, right? We got the candles here. All right, dudes. So yeah, some of you Baltimore people who only know me from Baltimore are like, cool. All right. Yeah, I can check out this Bitcoin thing now. That's what Adam's been up to. No wonder I haven't seen him at Club Charles or wherever. Is there still a Club Charles? I don't even know anymore. So basically what I do is I talk about Bitcoin on my YouTube channel, and I travel all around the world. And obviously I wasn't just talking about it. I bought it. And you can just do the math on that. I mean, some of you know I would post things back in 2016 and before on Facebook, like, get Bitcoin. It's $700. And someone would say, oh, that's expensive. Well, I mean, now it's $7,000. But, you know, whatever. Do what you're going to do. Now, I wanted to say that this time of year, not a lot of people are on the internet because people get on the internet at work. And then they don't work. They just are on the internet. I mean, I see my numbers are down on YouTube, on Twitter. Are you guys into Twitter? TechBalt, TechBalt. Oh, yeah, you Baltimore people have heard of TechBalt before. But now it's different. It just goes to my, well, it's always, Adam's always been TechBalt, right? But now it forwards you to Bitcoin stuff. But I still am TechBalt on Twitter. And I'm just reading my notes here. I'm in Tucson, Arizona right now. Yes, I'm at an Airbnb in Tucson, Arizona. I go travel around the world. Why am I in Tucson? Because it's warm. I only go to warm places now. That's what I do. And then I come back to Baltimore. I visit the family at the Rosh Hashanah and Passover and Thanksgiving, etc. But not much time in Baltimore. No, very little time in Baltimore. I like Australia and Israel and Los Angeles. These are they're warm places. They're nice places. Bitcoin places. Now, yeah, I remember back at Thanksgiving, 6 years ago, Thanksgiving at Renner's place. I was telling people, I just got my first two Bitcoin. You guys got to get into it. Say, don't say I didn't warn everybody out there. And it's still early. You guys can change your life. You can travel around the world too. Talk about Bitcoin. Not having a house anymore. I sold my houses. Just going from place to place, man. So I told you where to find me here on Facebook if you care about that stuff. I'm not a fan of Facebook. Some people love the social media aspects of Facebook. I don't look – when I go to Facebook, I go to the Disrupt Meister or slash Disrupt Meister to do the Bitcoin Meister stuff. But I never check off my Facebook feed. So I have no idea what everybody's posting about anymore, you know, what you're showing off, your latest car or whatever, you saw the Ravens or something. Yeah, and I don't watch the Ravens anymore at all. Nope. Don't watch the Ravens. I learn stuff. I do educational videos, Bitcoin stuff. It's been great for me financially. I can't complain. But it's opened up a lot of doors when you kind of focus on productive activity. Now, it's fun to have pastimes and everything. But when I was, many of you know, when back in my day, I would watch every single Ravens game, study the statistics. It's a waste of time. But I do know they're doing well and everything. So the 2020s are about to start. That's one reason I'm making this video. And because I'm just experimenting here a little bit. I did a Facebook Bitcoin video before another time. I am so pumped about the 2020s, man. We are entering the golden age here. This is a golden, first of all, this decade has been great. The technological advances. Now, of course, I don't own a smartphone, but I mean, that's a pretty cool thing. How comfortable we all are in the world now. Now, it's sad. Some people get so comfortable, they get on drugs and they ruin their lives. I mean, I'm running around Tucson. I see so many drug addicts out there. It's unbelievable. I mean, people, you should be happy with real life. No drugs. I don't drink anymore, anything like that. I know a lot of you are saying, well, Adam, we used to go to the club together, get drugs, whatever. It's health. It's all about the health, baby. Health and the wealth. But it is sad to see so many people, they can't treasure this beautiful reality, this one life that we're given. I mean, it's amazing. I love it. And some people go into drugs, and the drugs are stronger now. You get addicted, you get killed with the fentanyl and stuff. Be careful, people. A lot of bad stuff out there. You can do well for yourself, though. Compete. Don't complain. That's what I say. And personal responsibility is the new counterculture. Despite we're living in such a comfortable decade now, it's only going to get more comfortable. So many people just want other people to take care of them. They want politicians to take care of them. They get into this political nonsense. My God, everyone is obsessed with the politics these days. What's it gotten you over the last 4 years worrying about so-and-so and, oh, this person didn't get elected, this person did get – what's it gotten you, all you political people? I didn't play that game at all. I got into Bitcoin. You know what it's gotten me? Well, as I say on the YouTube channel, pound that like button, baby. And you can pound that like button on Facebook, too, if you like this out of the ordinary video from Adam. Yeah, a lot of you haven't seen me in the flesh lately. And a lot of you are like, why doesn't he post pictures on Facebook? Because I don't need to show you what I'm doing in real life. Who cares? Facebook isn't real life. I'm experiencing real life. I don't need to show a picture to prove I was in Australia or wherever the heck I was. Who cares? You go. You live it. Don't live through me, baby. Don't live vicariously through Adam Meister. God forbid. I love living through Adam Meister because I am Adam Meister. But you should be living through yourself. But yeah, it is an amazing time to be alive. And I did want to say, since we're talking about Facebook, we're on the Facebook platform. We're talking about Bitcoin, which is a cryptocurrency, the best cryptocurrency out there. You guys can get it. There's nothing holding you back from getting it. All these, oh, you got in early, Adam. I didn't get it. It's still early. You can still change your lives and stuff and get into this, buy a real asset. Now, I know a lot of you don't know what savings is and deferral of gratification. And that's why you end up like, you know, depending on other people to take care of you. And like, well, depending on this job and that job or whatever, you got to work for this person, help they give you this good insurance, and you can afford to get your kid this, that, and the other. No, man, you got to take care of yourself here. You got to take care. You got to save. It's not about other people's solutions. You don't want other people's solutions. You got to figure out your own solutions for yourself, man. And so savings is very important. Investing is very important. But just don't say, oh, it's too complicated. It's pretty darn simple. I bought some Bitcoin. It changed my life. I kept on buying and buying and buying more, of course. But you still can do the same. It's the newfangled savings account out there. You can learn about it. But because you're on Facebook, and I know a lot of you are addicted to Facebook, soon you're going to hear about this thing. Facebook is creating their own cryptocurrency called Libra. Now, I know a lot of you are jealous of Mark Zuckerberg because he's a billionaire and you're not. But I mean, you should. And you complain about income inequality. Oh, it's so horrible. All these people are making lots of money and I'm not. No, that's not horrible. It's great that people are making lots of money. You should strive to make a lot of money. You shouldn't try to take them down to your level. try to go aim high, baby. Aim high to make a, and it's out there. The opportunity is out there. And this decade, oh my God, the life-changing things we're about to see, the technology, the nanotechnology, the diseases will be cured. But I mean, again, you gotta keep in shape. I mean, you don't want to end up being in 2029 and be like, I'm a fat slob, and they've got all these great new technologies, but they're not helping me. Yeah, you got to be healthy to be able to get the life extension drugs and everything that are going to be coming up. And there's all. I mean, I am pumped for this. I am pumped for this decade. I mean, I'm always pumped for the future, but this is really futuristic what we're getting into now. I mean, if you think back to 2010, and then you think back to now, if you would have known all the things that are going on now, you'd be, oh, that stuff is really futuristic. It's going to even be bigger. It's going to be bigger. So yeah, Mark Zuckerberg, he's coming out with his Libra cryptocurrency. You're probably going to get it for free and stuff. Don't buy it. You shouldn't even try to use it. If you get it, turn it into Bitcoin. That's the thing. Turn the Libra into Bitcoin once you get it. Now, a lot of you are like seeing, I think there's been congressional hearings and stuff. Some of these sociopathic leaders are like, oh, he shouldn't be able to make his own currency. Why shouldn't he be able to make his own currency? You're not being forced to use it. Just don't use it. If you don't like someone, only countries should be able to make their own currencies. Some people say, oh, that's nonsense. Why can't private companies make their own currencies? They're going to. We're entering the 2020s. You're going to see this, where these mega corporations, Google, Facebook, Amazon, that you, a lot of you hate and say, oh, they're so evil. They're so evil. They should be forced to do X, Y. No, they're great. They have innovated this world. Oh, my God, these geniuses from Google and Facebook. And I'm not a big fan of the platform and everything, but you got to say they've changed the whole darn world. They made the world better. They've connected people. They brought wealth to people, jobs, Amazon. All I see when I'm doing my job, I mean, I'm still running 20 miles a week and everything, obviously. But when I was just doing my sprints, I do the interval training, and I was doing my sprints out there, and you see so many of these deliveries from Amazon, and it's so convenient. All of you can get your worthless stuff. I mean, people love to buy this ridiculous big screen TVs, all this stuff, just to the bread and circuses. I mean, you can live in that world where you love the bread and circuses and these stupid TVs, and you know, you can brag to your friend how big your car is, how much debt you're in, and it just comes so easy now, thanks to Facebook, Google, all these companies, Amazon. But some people are still going to hate on them and everything. I mean, hey, that's it. It's personal responsibility is a new counterculture. You can hate on all these companies all your life. You can blame other people for your problems or everything, or you can take control of your life. The choice is yours. But it is cool to be on the verge of this new decade here, this technology. I'm so excited about it, but I did want to bring that up. You're going to get introduced to cryptocurrency probably from Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook. And and if you get it for free, he might start giving the stuff away for free. I don't know. You turn that stuff into Bitcoin as soon as possible. And so I will leave you with that. All of you can get into it, into the Bitcoin thing. All of you can change your life. All of you can figure out ways to save and plan and not just live day to day. So many people living day to day, it leads you to some bad, to some dead ends, the drugs, the partying. And a lot of people, oh, I can do it for a while and then I'll get off of it. I mean, oh God, man, it's the desolation, well, I don't know if that's the word. says some parts of in Baltimore, there's a lot of desolation, and then you see the soulless people walking around. There's because of drugs, the ruin that has been brought to people, and I don't see how that doesn't scare people straight to just not get into this kind of stuff and to try to live in reality. I know reality can kind of be harsh sometimes, but it can be pretty glorious. And hopefully this is inspirational that we are about to enter this glorious realm. So if you're feeling down, you're feeling out, we're starting a new decade. 2020s is the future. Get in shape. Learn about Bitcoin. You can change your whole life. I mean, a lot of you only knew me from, you know, seeing me out and about, drinking, partying, doing et cetera, having a fun time. And you never get it. Well, Adam knows about financial instruments. And well, you probably should have known that if you like ever went to any of my house parties. Like, the dude owns a house. You probably should have knew something about finance, but I spur of the moment, I switched from being, you know, knowing about the real estate a little bit and the Baltimore, a Baltimore activist trying to make Baltimore better, to getting into the Bitcoin thing and just going worldwide with this type of stuff. I mean, this is I used to make Baltimore videos. Like, what, 70 people would watch it? And the Baltimore people don't give a darn enough to even watch the Baltimore videos. It's sad. And so I try my best in Baltimore. But, I mean, you got to take care of yourself, people. You got to take care of yourself. And so you got to move on sometimes from projects. So, but the cryptocurrency thing, the Bitcoin thing, this is a worldwide thing. And this is, you know, you get into this, you're changing your life. You're saving for yourself. You're saving for your kids. As I knew some of you had kids and stuff. And just remember savings, planning, and disruptmeister.com. Adam Meister, the Bitcoin Meister, Disrupt Meister. Pound that like button. Check it out. That was your, that was something different. All right, people were saying hi. Oh, David, Joseph. Hey guys. I knew you from your YouTube videos about David Mancini. There's a guy here, David, who actually does know. He's in Quebec. You see, it's cool. I know. I remember you're from Quebec too. It is so cool, the internet, what it has brought us, what geniuses from Google and YouTube. And again, YouTube isn't the best. They censor people, but you got to play by their rules sometimes. Or, I mean, this is where the big boys play. If you don't like the way YouTube's doing things, then leave YouTube. I don't like the way YouTube's doing things sometimes. I can't say certain words, but I deal with it. And I'm spreading the word, but it's just great. I can meet people in Quebec. I've been to Quebec City before. I've met people. I've got friends. Wherever I travel, people know me. It's awesome. People offered me free places to stay all over the world. It's been great. In Cyprus, I got a free, I can tell you, Spain, I got a free place to stay. It's fun. And it's just be in motion, people. That's one of my sayings. I got all sorts of sayings now, too. Be in motion. Just don't be stuck in Baltimore worrying like, oh, why is it so bad? Why can't Sheila Dixon fix my problems? Oh, don't worry. Don't worry. She's going to fix her own problems. She's not fixing your problems, but you think she's going to fix your problems? You elect her, she fix her own. But they all fix their own. Jack Young, you give him power and money. He doesn't fix your problems. He fixes his problems, baby. He gets out of debt. He gets, you know, whatever. I don't know if he was in debt. It's great. It's politicians. They don't solve your problem. Be in motion. Try something new. Tomorrow's a new day. You can always have a new start. It's a new decade in a few days. Happy Hanukkah. And that's it. I'm ending the live stream. See you later. Bye.
This is Trace Mayer, and you're listening to Adam Meister, the Bitcoin Meister. Anyways, this is a public service announcement about the annual celebration of Proof of Keys. That's where the entire community withdraws all their Bitcoins to addresses where they hold the private keys and run a full node. So visit proofofkeys.com to learn more about why and how you should participate. And please make a small change to your Twitter handle to show your support. Thanks.